And I understand, Charlie, that you've got this set up as a kind of a pro-liberty ratchet. It is to say, there's, everybody keeps asking you, well, isn't it just anybody's guess whether we're going to have more or less liberty as a consequence of giving your instruction? I understand you have an answer to that, which is, we're going to have more. Because in any case in which a conviction under the law would not be sustainable on the evidence presented, the judge is going to take over and not let the jury convict. So we're only going to get convictions where the facts warrant conviction, but we won't get conviction in every case in which the facts formally warrant conviction, because the justice override will produce a little bit of a, you know, some surplus of liberty over what we would otherwise have got, right?
Yes.
So what we want to do is introduce what I think may be a complication for that calculus. I don't mean that the complication is necessarily carries the day, but it is a complication. And I just want to hear what you would have to say. Yes, the framers feared government. They were afraid governments might act in ways that would excessively or oppressively deprive us of liberty. And yet the framers feared absence of government. The framers desired government. Why? Because our liberty is at risk not only from the actions of government, our liberty is at risk from the actions of our fellow members of civil society, and it's government that is instituted in order to protect us against, say, Shay's rebellion. Right? Property, liberty. So a lot of these laws, these criminal statutes, that juries will from time to time excuse factually guilty defendants, if I can put it that way, formally factually guilty defendants, from answering to, some fraction of these laws are enacted in order to protect liberty. Not to protect liberty against the government, but to protect liberty against all the forces in civil society, all the assaultive, oppressive, fraudulent, unfairly competitive, and so on and so on and so on conduct that we confront from people who are not the government, but are our neighbors and fellow members of civil society. So in some fraction of the cases that you're talking, there is going to be the chance that the jury, by excusing a person on the basis of the jury's assessment of the contextual justice of the case, from responding to laws that were designed to protect our liberty against incursions by others, and so some of the deterrent effect of those laws is going to be dissipated when juries excuse under your instruction. That's the complication that I'm trying to introduce into the picture.